premise of the competition, is to be able to develop robots that are capable of operating effectively in environments that are dangerous for humans.
Doug Steven is a research associate at the Institute for Human and Machine Cognition. IHMC is competing in the DARPA Robotics Challenge, which began in October 2012. Steven says that most emergency response robots are not designed to work in environments that were built for humans, that have stairs, doors, and narrow hallways.
This competition is to try and take research robotics, which focuses on less conventional constructions, maybe robots that look like humans and have legs, these devices that can handle these environments if they worked well, but they're still living in labs. They don't really go out into the real world yet.
All participating teams had to submit a proposal to receive funding. Teams competing in Track A build their own robots in addition to software. These include NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab, Carnegie Mellon University, and Virginia Tech. IHMC is participating in Track B, which focuses on designing software and algorithms. Other Track B teams include the Massachusetts Institute of Technology and the University of Hong Kong.
Our first little involvement, since we're a Track B team and we're strictly software, was a virtual challenge. We competed in that, and by performing well, we were selected, not only received more funding, but get awarded a government-furnished robot called Atlas.
The next phase of the competition is the DARPA Robotics Challenge Trials. IHMC will be competing against the Track A teams as well as the Track B teams. The Atlas robot will need to complete 8 tasks, which replicate disaster scenarios. These include climbing a ladder, removing debris and walking through a doorway, and using a wireless drill to cut a triangle out of wall boards.
We don't program the robot to do one specific thing. We sort of program the robot in general, and then we keep a human operator in the loop, and we design the robot to be robust to a lot of different tasks and be able to handle them as they come up.
The DARPA Robotics Challenge Trials will take place on December 20th and 21st in Homestead, Florida. More information about the competition is available at therobotics.org. Katya Ivanov, WUWF News.